From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. With restaurants reopening, though at partial capacity, and sales continuing through retail, export, and food aid programs, cheese prices have surged to new records. Analysts describe the price movement as eye-popping, given that milk prices had plunged at the start of the pandemic-related restrictions. Dairy farmers have yet to see the effects on the cheese market surge, though it may show up in their June income. A Chinese vaccine against African swine fever appears to be safe in clinical trials now underway, a step closer to preventing one of the world's most devastating livestock diseases. AgriMarketing.com reports the disease, which kills almost all pigs infected, has devastated the huge hog herd since arriving in China in 2018 and is still killing pigs there and elsewhere in Asia. Clinical trials were approved in March and have been underway on 3,000 pigs in three locations. The USDA is conducting a tomato brown rugose fruit virus survey of tomato greenhouses and has restricted imports to crack down on the virus. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service is conducting the survey and enacting control measures to safeguard against the virus. According to thepacker.com, there are several isolated detections of the virus in U.S. commercial greenhouses over the winter, but locations were not disclosed. The tomato brown rugose fruit virus can cause severe losses of tomatoes and peppers. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.